Imagine you're a business owner staring at your financial statements, wondering why profits aren't higher despite steady sales. You've cut costs, increased marketing, and even expanded your product line, yet the bottom line remains stubbornly unchanged. What if the answer was hiding in plain sight? According to pricing expert Peter Hill, most businesses are leaving significant money on the table through ineffective pricing strategies. His book, Pricing for Profit, has become something of a phenomenon in business circles, with companies reporting profit increases of 40 to 100% after implementing his straightforward methods. Even Warren Buffett has cited proper pricing as one of the key indicators he looks for in acquisition targets. The book's practical approach has made it required reading at business schools like Wharton and London Business School, where professors praise its rare combination of academic soundness and real-world applicability. What makes Hill's approach so revolutionary isn't complex economic theory. It's the courage to challenge deeply ingrained assumptions about how pricing actually works. The objective of every business should be generating sustainable profit, and price is the key lever for achieving this goal. While most business owners focus on reducing costs or increasing turnover when trying to improve profitability, these approaches often conflict with each other. Increasing turnover typically requires increased marketing costs, while cost cutting may restrict growth capacity. The common belief that economies of scale will magically solve everything rarely materializes, as costs tend to grow alongside business expansion. Instead, Hill identifies five ways to grow any business: increase customer numbers, increase transaction frequency, increase average transaction value, increase prices, and increase efficiency. Of these, increasing prices has by far the most immediate and dramatic impact on profits. Consider this: for a business with a 30% gross margin, a mere 10% price increase would allow you to lose up to 25% of your customers and still maintain the same profit level. In practice, few businesses lose anywhere near that many customers from modest price increases. Why do business owners resist this approach? When quotes aren't won, salespeople instinctively blame price rather than examining the entire sales process. However, research consistently shows that customers leave due to perceived indifference, 68% of losses, rather than price issues, less than 10%. Factors like trust, clarity, speed of delivery, and follow-up matter far more than price in most purchase decisions. Most businesses don't track conversion rates, rarely follow up on quotes, provide minimal supporting information, and never investigate why they lost sales. Without proper data, they incorrectly assume price is the deciding factor, when it rarely is. This misdiagnosis leads to a downward pricing spiral that erodes profits unnecessarily. The reality is that most businesses are already worth more than they have the courage to charge. The quickest path to higher profits is simply charging more, with greater impact than any other growth method. As Hill bluntly puts it, this stuff works. You just need to do it. Most business people have never received formal pricing training, creating a knowledge gap that breeds fear and indecision. Just as learning French requires proper instruction rather than painful trial and error, pricing skills need development through education and practice. This fear manifests in several ways. First, we're naturally inclined to remember painful experiences more vividly than positive ones. Most business owners can instantly recall specific customers who complained about prices while forgetting the thousands who paid without question. We work harder to avoid pain than pursue pleasure, which clouds our judgment on pricing principles. Consider the case of Dr. Fun's amusement park, where the owner wanted to reverse a profitable 20% price increase because of just 40 complaints among 100,000 visitors, 0.04%. He was ready to sacrifice substantial profits because of feedback from an insignificant minority of customers. Another common mistake is blindly mimicking large retailers' pricing tactics without understanding the underlying strategy. Many see 50% off promotions and assume these must be profit-generating. What they miss is that these retailers often artificially inflate prices before discounting or use misleading pricing presentations. A Which magazine study revealed supermarkets manipulating prices to create false perceptions of value, like Asda doubling yogurt prices before offering a multi-buy deal that actually increased the original price by 33%. Limited financial understanding further complicates pricing decisions. Many business owners and sales directors confuse markup, profit as percentage of cost, with margin, profit as percentage of selling price. This leads to situations where businesses mark up products by 100%, doubling cost price, then offer 60% discounts, not realizing they're selling at a loss. Limited financial understanding further complicates pricing decisions. Many business owners and sales directors confuse markup, profit as percentage of cost, with margin, profit as percentage of selling price. This leads to situations where businesses mark up products by 100%, doubling cost price, then offer 60% discounts, not realizing they're selling at a loss. Limited financial understanding further complicates pricing decisions. Many business owners and sales directors confuse markup, profit as percentage of cost, with margin, profit as percentage of selling price. This leads to situations where businesses mark up products by 100%, doubling cost price, then offer 60% discounts, not realizing they're selling at a loss. Limited financial understanding further complicates pricing decisions. Many business owners and sales directors confuse markup, profit as percentage of cost, with margin, profit as percentage. The remarkable benefits of getting pricing right are best illustrated through real case studies that demonstrate dramatic profit improvements through relatively simple changes. Fine Worldwide Goods Limited, a 1.5 million security services business, conducted a mystery shopper exercise when facing resistance from salespeople about price increases. The exercise revealed they weren't the most expensive provider and actually delivered better value than most competitors. More shockingly, they discovered they were selling over a quarter of their products below cost. Simply eliminating these losses would have added $100,000 in profit. By reviewing and adjusting prices on below-cost items, they generated an additional $11,000 monthly profit, $130,000 annually, effectively tripling their bottom line with just an 8% revenue increase. Dr. Fun's Amusement Park implemented a 20% price increase but added a free return policy allowing unlimited visits for 7 days. With the new policy, 21% of visitors made additional visits, and average spend per head increased from $8.20 to $10.40 as returning visitors spent freely on food and souvenirs. The previously unprofitable $1 million business generated $150,000 profit that year, saving it from bank closure. This dramatic improvement took just 10 weeks of analysis and implementation before the summer season began. Coastline Vistas Limited, a holiday home rental business with 40 properties, was struggling with profitability despite stable operations. Their luxury properties were priced the same as caravans in holiday parks. They implemented a $100 per week price increase but included a summer sun guarantee, promising $100 cash back if it rained for more than half the holiday. This allowed them to test customer reaction to higher prices while providing a safety net. The result? Turnover increased by $50,000, and since the weather cooperated, they paid nothing in refunds, doubling their profit. Special Events Limited, a $20 million multi-branch company, implemented pricing training for all frontline staff involved in setting prices or giving discounts. By establishing consistency and better price management, they increased gross profit margin from 22% to 27%, effectively a 6% price increase. This generated an additional $1 million in gross profit, with implementation costs under $200,000, resulting in $800,000, 40% improvement to their bottom line. These examples demonstrate how quickly and easily profits can be increased with more attention and sophistication to pricing. In all cases, decision makers had reasonable concerns about customer reactions and employee resistance, but these proved unfounded. The impact was dramatic in every project, often making the difference between survival and failure. Most businesses use four main pricing methods, all of which have significant weaknesses. Understanding these flaws is essential before developing more effective approaches. The most common method, cost plus pricing, fundamentally doesn't work. When Mr. Smithfield negotiated a 15% supplier discount, he reduced all his selling prices accordingly because he used cost plus pricing, doubling his cost. This flawed logic meant where he used to make 10 profit, he now only makes 8.50. The mathematics makes sense, but the business logic is completely flawed. If customers valued an item at 20 before, that doesn't change just because your cost price decreased. Many businesses set prices just below their competitors, expecting to attract new customers. The fundamental problem with this strategy is there's always someone else willing to undercut you further. Only organizations with incredible scale, like Tesco or Walmart, can truly be the cheapest and still profit. Most businesses make pricing decisions based on anecdotal evidence, what customers tell them competitors charge. This information is inherently biased, as customers have a vested interest in keeping prices low. Taking last year's prices and adding a small percentage, usually based on inflation, ignores the fundamental principle that price should reflect customer value. Just because inflation runs at 3% doesn't mean customers feel your product is worth 3% more. A customer's appreciation of value doesn't automatically increase with inflation. Many businesses set prices based on judgment or experience rather than proper analysis. Professional firms like lawyers, forced into fixed price agreements, often estimate based on expected hours and resources. The Friendly Lawyers Partnership discovered shocking inconsistencies when partners were asked to quote for identical work. Prices varied by up to 100% for the same services. The only true way to set prices is through value pricing, establishing a value to each product for each customer and pricing accordingly. Like Apple setting smartphone prices at $500 based on market research rather than cost-plus formulas. When customers buy cars, they never ask how much it costs the manufacturer to make. They evaluate based on personal value perception. The fundamental principle of pricing is that buyers and sellers must agree on the right price, and the only important element is the value to each customer. Imagine a set of scales. On one side is the price the supplier wants to charge, say $100. On the other side is the perceived value to the customer. If that value is also $100, it's a fair deal, and a sale likely happens. If the customer values it at $120, they see it as a bargain. But if they value it at only $80, the scales don't tip toward a sale. When value perception is lower than price, suppliers typically discount, dropping the price to match the customer's perceived value. This happens too often and too quickly, with discounts cutting directly into bottom-line profit. The better approach is openly exploring each side's perception of value. If a supplier values giving extended credit but the customer doesn't, they might agree to a reduced price for cash payment. Often customers simply don't appreciate included features like free delivery or warranties because salespeople never mention them. By discussing these issues, differences in value perception can be understood. Sometimes the scales balance by raising customer appreciation of features and benefits, or by removing features the customer doesn't value before reducing price. Value perception changes dramatically over time. When a customer desperately needs a service, they'll pay almost anything. But after the need is fulfilled, their perception of value diminishes. Like a man promising to pay a barrister whatever it takes before a trial, but balking at the $20,000 bill afterward, claiming it was an open and shut case. Had the barrister quoted up front, the client likely would have agreed immediately. Failing to discuss value before quoting prices can cost businesses significantly. When a plumber immediately quotes $5,000 for a heating system and the customer responds, "I thought it would be twice that much," the opportunity for higher pricing is lost. Instead, establishing a price range, $5,000-$10,000, while exploring options that affect value, like boiler power, energy efficiency, and installation speed, allows customers to select based on their priorities. Understanding costs is essential, but equally important is communicating value in terms customers can easily grasp. The key to commanding higher prices is ensuring customers understand all value components, which they can only do if you explicitly tell them.
Most businesses set prices assuming customers buy single products individually without sophisticated pricing strategies. Yet smart pricing can significantly increase per-sale value through four key approaches: increasing volume per transaction, selling complementary products, upgrading customers to higher specification options, and simply charging more for the same product. Strategic pricing can drive upselling and cross-selling by increasing the overall transaction value through extras or upgrades. A garden equipment business demonstrates this approach by offering three lawnmower options at different price points: $149.99, $299.99, and $759.99, with identical 40% profit margins. To nudge customers toward higher-priced petrol models, they include a petrol mower kit with items valued at $88 but costing only $30 to deliver. Similarly, a welding supplies business created a surprise extras box worth $100 but costing only $25, using slow-moving inventory. Microsoft employs similar bundling strategies with Office software, making the bundle of programs significantly cheaper than buying components separately. The key principle is adding value through low-cost extras rather than discounting, which maintains profit while making customers feel they're getting exceptional value. Offering multiple price tiers allows businesses to capture more value from different customer segments. Some customers automatically choose gold top-tier options as a status statement or because price isn't a concern for them. Others invariably select bronze entry level due to budget constraints or frugality. Without tiered options, businesses are forced to set one-size-fits-all pricing that either leaves money on the table from premium customers or prices out budget-conscious ones. When customers see multiple price points, their perception of value shifts dramatically. A $100 bronze option, viewed in isolation, might seem like good value to 50% of customers. But when presented alongside 300 gold and 200 silver options, that same 100 bronze suddenly appears to be excellent value to 75% of customers. When establishing tiered pricing, the relationship between price points is crucial. You can increase the entry-level price to make higher tiers seem better value, reduce premium tier prices to encourage upgrades while accepting lower margins but higher absolute profit, or adjust mid-tier pricing to optimize customer movement between levels. The key is ensuring visible differentiation that justifies price gaps, making the silver to gold upgrade decision easier than bronze to silver, and limiting options to three to avoid customer confusion. When balancing the value scales with customers, suppliers should aim to add maximum customer pleasure at minimum supplier pain. Discounting is the most painful option. A 200 discount means 200 less income, profit, cash collection, and bank balance. Alternative approaches like bundling free goods cost $150, offering free service agreements cost $100, providing training and support cost $50, or simply better explaining product value cost $25 and time create the same customer pleasure at progressively less supplier pain. Business owners often fear raising prices, believing customers will inevitably leave. This chapter challenges that assumption by demonstrating that most customers aren't nearly as price sensitive as businesses believe. Looking at car purchases demonstrates this. Buyers rarely choose the cheapest option available, instead weighing dozens of practical and emotional factors. Car dealers exploit this with base price plus strategies, advertising affordable entry models while profiting from higher margin upgrades and extras that nearly every customer selects. Similarly, supermarket shoppers choose stores based on factors beyond price: convenience, product range, loyalty programs. Even with basic items like baked beans, customers willingly pay triple the price for perceived quality differences. The plumber example further illustrates this.
When given options ranging from $40 to $100, only about 20% choose the cheapest option, with most preferring reliability and quality over price. A major electrical wholesaler's Europe-wide survey confirmed this, finding customers prioritized on-time delivery and stock availability above price. The key insight is that unless businesses clearly communicate their value-added elements, price becomes the only decision factor by default. Companies that develop clear selling messages highlighting availability, reliability, customer service, and delivery speed make price less important in the customer's decision-making process. It's simply not true that people buy the cheapest option in most cases. Customers consciously or unconsciously consider multiple factors when making purchasing decisions. Businesses need to identify these factors for their products or services, explain them better, incorporate them into marketing processes, and continuously improve them to outperform competitors. Most business leaders form pricing views based on observation or urban myths rather than research or expert guidance. This leads to several damaging misconceptions. Myth: lost leaders work. A Bristol-based wholesale business sold electric cable at $20 versus $30 at other locations. The branch manager argued these low prices attracted customers who would buy additional products. However, when comparing data between branches, Birmingham, selling cable at $20, generated only $400 profit from twice the volume compared to Cardiff's $1,200 profit. Analysis showed customers attracted by cheap cable weren't buying other products at higher rates. Some even admitted buying only the discounted cable, then shopping elsewhere for other items. Myth: a 50% off sale is a 50% off sale. Retailers advertising massive discounts on furniture and kitchens aren't actually sacrificing profits. They're using marketing hooks. A leather sofa advertised at 50% off, $1,000 for $500, likely cost the retailer $300, with their target selling price always being $500, 40% profit margin. They artificially double the price to $1,000, display it somewhere for the legally required 28 days, then advertise the discount. Myth: presentation of the price doesn't matter. The author demonstrates how presentation dramatically affects customer perception of a $100 dress through various pricing approaches. Options range from the straightforward, the price is $100, to more persuasive presentations like 50% off, now $100, or was $150, you save $50. Each presentation creates a different psychological message, from take it or leave it, to suggesting scarcity, savings, or competitive advantage. Myth: all prices should end in a 9. The true significance of the number 9 in pricing isn't just psychological. It originated as a cash control mechanism in the 1980s. When items were priced at $29.99 instead of $30, customers would hand over $30 and wait for their penny change, forcing cashiers to ring sales through the till rather than potentially pocketing cash. Though electronic payments have made this less relevant, customers have been indoctrinated to expect prices ending in 9 as the right price. Myth: the best person to set the price is the salesperson. Letting salespeople set prices is like letting the fox look after the chicken coop. While salespeople claim they're closer to customers and need flexibility, pricing is ultimately a financial decision requiring understanding of costs and profit implications. Salespeople rarely have the financial skills to understand pricing implications and often set prices too low to avoid conflict with customers. Myth: setting prices is a once-a-year decision. In 99% of businesses, pricing is an annual event rather than an ongoing strategic process. This infrequency creates problems. Skills and knowledge from previous pricing discussions are forgotten, and decisions become tainted by whatever market conditions exist at review time. Well-run businesses discuss pricing at every board meeting, reviewing different products or market sectors cyclically. Myth: every customer is worth having and every sale matters. A stationery supplier was selling reams of paper for $3.85 that cost $3.75, making just pennies per sale. This ignored the true costs of handling these sales: invoicing, delivery, debt collection, inventory shrinkage, and most critically, the opportunity cost of time spent on low-profit items instead of more profitable products and customers. Myth: raising prices loses customers. Raising prices doesn't inevitably lose customers, especially when matched with better value explanation or quality guarantees. In many cases, it's beneficial to raise prices and accept losing some customers, as you'll make more profit from those who remain than you lose from those who leave. One struggling local business called their clients personally to announce an 8% price increase over 12 months, explaining it was to maintain quality service. 6 months later, not a single customer had switched suppliers. Every buying decision balances risk and reward for customers. The reward is good value, while the risk ranges from overpaying to receiving substandard quality or service. This perception of risk often delays purchasing decisions as customers weigh further shopping around against accepting the current offer. Higher prices naturally increase perceived risk. Customers subconsciously question whether the premium is justified by better quality, service, or experience. To command higher prices, businesses must find ways to reduce the customer's perception of risk, making both the sale more likely and higher pricing possible. Many businesses offer guarantees to match or beat competitors' prices if customers find the same product elsewhere for less. Major supermarkets exemplify this. Asda guarantees to be 10% cheaper than competitors or refund the difference, while Tesco offers vouchers for the difference if comparable groceries are cheaper elsewhere. These guarantees work because most customers don't actually check prices or claim refunds. They simply trust that the store has already ensured competitive pricing. Guarantees help overcome customers' perception of risk when making purchases. At the basic level, a price match guarantee addresses fears of overpaying. At the complex level, a complete satisfaction guarantee with no questions asked refunds eliminates virtually all risk. The crucial aspect is that whoever sets the guarantee also sets the rules. A business consultancy example demonstrates how offering different pricing options with varying levels of guarantee can increase sales and profits. Three options were presented: a fixed $20,000 fee, buyer's risk; a $30,000 fee, only payable if the client believes it was worthwhile, seller's risk; and a hybrid option, with $7,500 upfront and up to $17,500 success fee, shared risk. For consultants, the guaranteed option can yield significantly higher profits, a 50% premium, even if only 2/3 of clients pay the full fee. Most business customers are honest and fair when assessing value. When offered options with different risk levels, many will choose the option where they have no risk, but they'll typically pay a reasonable amount if value has been delivered. By offering guarantees and assuming most of the risk, consultants can charge a premium of around 40% above their standard fixed fees. Businesses can also offer guarantees as premium add-ons, like electronics retailers charging extra for extended warranties beyond statutory requirements. Examples include holiday companies offering guaranteed summer sun rebates if it rains during vacations, or restaurants promising free meals if service isn't delivered within a specified time frame. While businesses typically try to grow profits through increasing turnover or reducing costs, getting pricing right is the easiest and quickest route to improving your bottom line. The core logic is simple. Increasing prices will increase turnover and profitability and may cause some customers to stop buying. The only decision is whether the benefit of the former outweighs the consequence of the latter. Rather than overthinking what-if scenarios, take two or three immediately relevant ideas and implement them straight away. Treat pricing as a business skill to be learned and developed, requiring continual attention and adjustment. Build a pricing team with balanced skills from sales, finance, and HR. But if you want the simplest solution, just put your prices up. The customers you lose likely weren't profitable anyway, and the majority who stay will generate significantly more profit. Start immediately with a 5% across-the-board price increase, announcing it to senior staff without debate and setting implementation for the first of next month. The most important action is simply to act.
increase prices 5% effective next month, train salespeople to handle objections, and find creative ways to add value for critical customers who might resist. For larger businesses, test the increase in your best branch first, then roll out company-wide after analyzing results. As Hill concludes, this stuff works. You just need to do it.